the Wayne Ayers Podcast.
The Wayne Ayers Podcast.
Woohoo!
Time to wake your ass up for a blessed day.
How are you doing? How's the new year and everything been for you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Thank you for being a guest on the podcast. I appreciate it.
I was just
looking at some videos of people doing songs, like covers of your songs. And I know you were doing covers off people's songs. I know you sometimes still do it. Is that weird to see people do covers from your songs?
It's cool. Like it's not weird at all. It's super flattering and super cool. And it's very interesting to see, like, cause everyone does their own little spin on it. And it's really cool to see how it translates and how it resonates with people, you know, and that comes through the music. So I think it's really cool. I love to hear it. I always think it's super interesting. Sometimes they'll even like steal like little ideas. Like they'll do like a little riff and I'm like, ooh.
Have you seen like somebody you're like, oh man, they actually like, yo, is there like a certain person you saw that did your song? You're like, oh my God. Like,
that's a good question. I don't have anybody off the top of my head in specific, but I don't know. I don't think so yet. I mean, I love seeing like fans, like if I encourage, like I'll do like little challenges. So I'll be like, duet this with me or like, you know, sing and post it, tag me. So I love watching them all. And I always like repost them and share them and everything. I once had someone sing to me like live at a concert, like after one of my shows, somebody came up and they're like, can I sing for you? Like, can I sing one of your songs? I was like, yes. And they like sang it at the meet and greet. It was super cool.
That's dope. Okay, yeah. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, Hey For You is probably like my favorite song by yours right now. And I was like, oh, I really love this song. I just want to know like how that whole process even came together. I was like, yo, this song is like super dope.
Oh, thank you. Well, it was really cool because I was working with this guy. His name's Christian, but he goes by Mom Brew. And then Friday, and I've been doing a lot of stuff for my new project with them and Casey, who wrote a bunch of stuff on my EP Earth Signs. And we were together and we were writing all these like up-tempo, mid-tempo songs. And I came in and I was kind of like, I don't know. I was like listening to like Rihanna, like Kiss It Better and like moody stuff. And I was like, I really want to write a song. Like, I feel like I have like an idea and I want to switch it up. And so we went in and they were like, you want to do like a moody song? Like, let's do it. Cause people don't, you know, like some people do, but a lot of times it's like, you know, people always want to get like that up-tempo, you know? So like, yeah, like, let's do it. They were so excited. So we just started playing like piano chords and just messing around with some stuff to see what fit. And, we actually wrote that song super fast. We wrote that song in, I want to say maybe like an hour and a half, which is like super fast considering like usually it takes me a way longer time because I'm very precise, but it was really, I came together super fast and I knew immediately when I did it, like they sent me home with like a little bit of like a demo, before they finished it and fixed it up. And I was like, this is the next single, like 100%.
I want to know who wrote, because this, it was a lick in there. I don't want to sing it because I can't sing. But they said, trying to fall in love with the language we speak, a gift but you take from me. I was like, ooh. I was like, okay. I like that.
He came up with the thing. I think he came up with the initial, like that first half. But I loved like the spin on like the I get, like, oh, no, I remember what it was. He came up with the first half because we were talking about love languages and we came up with like, there's another line about like roses and stuff, like those roses, the last minute thing. We're talking about that. And we're talking about like, I don't even like gifts. So like, I don't even know why that would matter to me. Like, and we're talking about different love languages. And then I was like, that'd be cool. Like, what if we put like a love language reference? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're not mad at this person. You just kind of have different ways of communicating sometimes, like a different love language. So he came up with like the initial like part, and then I like twisted it and was like the I give and take part to make it a little bit more dramatic, like give it a little sauce. But I think that's so true, like with the song, because the song, like, I didn't want anyone to think it's like, because it's not an angry song, like you're not mad at the person, it's just kind of an angsty, like trying to figure it out, because you know there's,
yeah, it just seems like it's just like misunderstanding going on, but you still like have love for that person. You're like, all right, I'm trying to figure out how we can just get this together so we can just
get off. We both can be like the happiest that we can be. Exactly.
Yeah. How's like seeing reactions from that? Cause I see like a lot of like great reactions from that song. Like everybody's like really loved that song.
Definitely. I mean, I think anything that I do, I always see the most reaction very authentic and a little bit more in depth, like lyrically, which I love to do. And that's like my favorite part of like songwriting, and is finding the little things that I feel like all of us feel, but you don't necessarily know exactly how to like pinpoint them. And then you hear it in a song and it's kind of like, oh, this is exactly how I feel. And at least for me too, like when I have any sort of feeling, like I will try and look up quotes and find things that I feel like, oh yeah, this is what I'm feeling. But I can never seem to find like a specific quote or anything that I feel like fully encapsulates how I feel. So I just write it, you know? And then I feel like that's my way of getting something across, like in writing, that understands like me, like how I feel, like got it out on paper. So that's what I try to do with my songs. And I feel like those things, like it's those little things you don't really think about, but then I feel like everyone can relate. Cause whether that's like a relationship, a friendship, your family, whatever it is, like we all go through things where, you know, we have love, or it's not like you're not mad at the person, or you're like, screw you. Like you just have a little bit of a tiff, like a little miscommunication. It's like, how do we fix this? You know? And I'm always very, I like to be honest. So, you know, to me, like Hate That For You is like, here we go. Like this is what it is, you know? So. Yeah.
You just mentioned you're working on another project. I want to know, like, how do you like just go about like working on a project? Is it like, okay, this song I'm about to build around this song, or I want to go in the studio and just make a project? Like, how do you go about like making a project?
And it depends, really. I mean, for Earth Signs, I didn't have the EP in mind before I wrote the songs. I was just doing single by single. So I wrote Superman and I was like, I want to put that out. And then I did Questions. I was like, I want to put that out. So it just kept going and going until then I was like, I have these songs and I feel like they all fit together and they tell a story. So I'm going to put them into an EP because I feel like this is the best way to kind of tie up this chapter of my life. Whereas this next project, I definitely have an idea right now that I'm rolling with. It could always change. You know, that happens all the time where I'll have an idea and it's like the next day something else and I'm like, scratch it, we're doing this instead. But I have an idea for what I want, so it's a little bit different with this process because I had one song that kind of inspired the idea for the EP, and then now I've been writing kind of in that box, you know what I mean, so it all flows. So it's definitely different than the Earth Signs EP process, but it's equally as, you know, fun and interesting and exciting. So
is I Hate That For You gonna be on the next project?
I don't know. See, Hate That For You, I love that song, but I feel like it's such a standalone song. It really, it's like, yeah. It says what it needs to say in that song. And for me, like, I feel like it's so not strong. I'm not like, it's such a strong song, but it's like so strong in like what it's saying that it doesn't feel fully right to like put it on with a bunch of other songs. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So, yeah, that was a bonus. People do that all the time.
That's true. That's a good idea. I could definitely do that. We'll see. Now I'm going to give you credit now if I do that.
I noticed like most of your projects are like 7 to maybe like 12 songs. I love when albums are like 12 or like 14 songs. How do you feel about like projects being like 20 songs or plus? Like, you know, people drop in like 28 songs on the album. And it's just like, yo.
All the time. Like his albums, he has like 30 songs.
Yeah, like how do you feel? Like, would you ever do like a project that's like 20 plus songs or 30 songs? I'm like, yo, that's a lot of songs, but I love it though.
That's a lot of songs, but maybe like I would never say no. It's hard though, because I feel like for me, I write so many songs, like so many songs that are like never heard. So I totally get when artists do bigger projects because they're kind of more like, I'm just gonna put everything that I've been creating, like, you know, I still narrow it down to an extent, but it's more so free with the stuff, which I think is cool, because sometimes, you know, I'll discount a song and somebody else will hear it and be like, why wasn't that on the EP, you know what I mean, or why wasn't that on the project? But it's hard for me because I feel like every time I create, I already like, I'll finish a session and I'll already know if I'm gonna like put it on the EP or not. Like I'll be like, no, or I'll be like, yes. I know, and by the time it like evens out, there ends up being like 10 to 12 songs. So that's what I'm like left with and what I feel like is the strongest and what I end up putting out. But if I ever got to a point where I felt like I had so many songs that I couldn't let any of them go, then yeah. But it's hard to get like 30 songs that I feel like all fit, that all are like equally as strong. Cause you're obviously going to have some that you like, you know, then like more or not, you know what I mean? And kind of have your different feelings about, but we'll see.
I honestly, if you keep doing how you're doing it, I'd be much appreciated. I love when songs albums are like 12 or 14 songs. Like sometimes when I listen to those projects are like 30 songs, I gotta be like, I listen to like half of it and I'll go listen to out of half later or da 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 da. I love when albums exactly.
like we all have such shorter like attention spans like now. So I'm like, I'll cut that in half and I'll do like 10 and then 10 and do like different themes, like different projects, keep it interesting. So I know it is hard to sit down and listen to like 30 songs.
No, that's amazing though. Is there any songs that you like that you like worked on and you put out like a, let's say you like you put it on Earth Science and then you went back and you're like, maybe I should add this song to Earth Science, or is just, all right, it's gone, it's good?
No, there's definitely been moments like that. I'm trying to think if there's one on Earth Science that I didn't. Yeah, actually, Babe, that song wasn't, I love that song and I was going to put it out, but I don't know if I thought about it being for Earth Signs because I knew like Superman Questions, Fuck With You, Locked In, like five. Like I knew that those were like on the EP. And then I had Babe like in my vault. And I was like, I feel like this is what it's missing. It's missing one song that like I can just see performing live, like lots of energy, you know, like also fits within subject matter, kind of the theme of my life that was happening at the time. So I pulled that one out and, you know, put that in there. Like I even have a couple that are, I think are going to be on the next project, unless I change my mind, that are like older. Like I recorded a year and a half, 2 years ago, but I still love them and I'm just waiting for the right moment. So definitely.
Would you be like, would you ever be like on like a genre bending side? Like, would you ever see yourself going to do like Afro beats or like a dancehall reggae or, you know, something like that?
Definitely. I think that'd be really cool. I mean, I love featuring, I love writing features. I love collaborating with other artists too. So I would love to do like collaborations with artists that are like specialized in those fields, like Wizkid and like how they did with the Essence and everything. It's just super, super cool and very, very like well executed all around, and a great song. So I would love to do stuff like that. I'm super down for my stuff. Like when I write, it always ends up being in my pocket, you know, because that's like, you know, who I am, and I just write from what comes out naturally. But I think it'd be super cool to experiment for sure. I would love to do that.
Was there ever a person that you like wanted on a certain song that you like you didn't get, but you like, damn, I wish I could have got them on this song? Or is just, all right, just these songs are just for me, I'm about to just go.
I have, there's definitely songs I'm like, this does not need a feature. There are definitely songs that I have features like in mind. But usually when I pitch the songs, like it's someone that I like know that is gonna like do it. like even like Lucian Parker, who's on Earth Signs, like that song, he wrote it with me. So I asked him, it was my, I had a whole, my own like bridge and everything. And I was like, I feel like you should be on this song with me. Like you wrote it with me. You're so talented. I think it needs you. And he was like, oh, I'd love to. So like the features that I've had have all flowed very naturally, like with fellow collaborators. So I haven't like really properly pitched like song collaborations to other artists. So, but I feel like I have definitely people in mind. Like when I'm just playing, I'm like, somebody in this realm would be really cool. I would love to like collaborate with like Lucky Day. Like he's definitely one of my top people that I definitely have in mind, hopefully manifesting for the future. Kehlani.
Oh, that would be a dope. I like that. That would be SZA too. That would be a dope class. Like all three of you guys on the track, that'd be dope.
Right. So I'll find the right song that I feel like makes sense. And I'll be like, okay. So we'll see. Fingers crossed.
No, that's like, I know. I was just like, I was telling my friends the other day, I was like, yo, she's gonna be like big one day. I'm telling you, like, it's gonna be like, she's gonna be like huge. I was like, I'm gonna get on my podcast before she blows up and everything. But I was like, I want to know like what's like the next step that you think you had to take to like reach that next level. Cause I'm like, yo, she's really like, I feel like she's just like, I feel like you're like a couple years away. But okay, we're gonna be seeing Skylar Stecker everywhere, like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I'm really excited about 2022 and the future. And you know, to answer your question, I feel like growth. I feel like this past year, 2021, has been, I would say, confidently I can say, like the first year that I've really found myself, like a real, like, you know, being turned 19, like, you know, I'm turning 20 now, like I feel like I definitely know who I am. I've experienced like a lot of heartbreak and, you know, turbulent times and good times and ups, all the ups and downs and everything. And I've definitely learned myself through all of those things and, you know, gained a level of just self-worth, I think, through, when you're young and you're learning, you know, you look up to a lot of people and trust, and you kind of look for like help along the way. And I think you get to a point where you realize that that's really important, but you kind of observe and like take it all into your own perspective and then apply that like through your own eyes, through your own vision. And I feel like I'm at the point in my life now where I'm able to do that. So I'm able to create music that I feel like resonates with me so much more, you know, because I really know who I am and what I'm singing about with like intention. So I feel like growth. I feel like I'm really excited for this upcoming year. I definitely have goals and things that I'm really excited to do and that I'm ready to do. And I feel like that's the next step. I feel like the minute you stop learning, challenging yourself and pushing the needle, like that's when you fail, you know? So I feel like you always just as a person, like your growth, you have to continue to grow and push yourself. So yeah.
Is there like a certain area like in music that you really want to like grow at? Is it like learning instruments or like lyrically, or is there like a certain like area like, yo, I really want to like grow right here?
Definitely. I definitely want to continue to grow at my drumming drums. I play the drums, but I can play, but I can't play compared to how my drummer plays. So I said, until I'm at the level where like I pick up the sticks and like shred, like on the fly to any song, any genre, like I don't claim. So that's what I'm gonna continue to work on. Cause that's, I do that when I perform live and for any showcase, like live performance, I like love that. And I'd also love to like put drums, like live drums in my own songs and be able to like play them myself. That is like a goal of mine. So definitely working on that. Also my vocal, like producing, I vocal produce the majority of my music, but, I want to get like a little bit more precise with that. And also with, producing as well. Cause if I can do the production side too and like apply my little skills there, that would be awesome. But I don't know anything about production. I just know vocal production. So I want to, you know kind of that realm a little bit more. Yeah. I'll say those things.
Do you plan on touring at all in 2022?
I want to so badly. That's like my number one goal, is to put out music so I can tour it. Because I didn't get to, unfortunately, this year. And obviously COVID and stuff for the past couple of years has, you know, made that very difficult for everybody. But I would love to. Like, that's a really big part of, you know, what, you know, artists we do. And I miss that so much. So I'm excited to. I definitely want to.
Do you remember like your first time like being on the stage? Like, were you ever like, compared to now, like what would you like say to that girl like back then, like the first person?
Well,
like,
my first I ever had, I had a double ear infection and a sore throat. And
oh, man.
I was like a hot mess. I was like 10 years old. It was a disaster, but you know, I still went out there and I like had to do the show and sing. So, you know, that's like, it's so funny looking back now. Cause I'm like, of course my first show, I would have had, you know, been dying, but no, I mean, I'd go back and just, I would tell myself just to get ready. Like be patient, you know, patience, you know, it's a long road ahead. And with performing too, like, I look at it now of like life is too short. Like in the big scheme of things, like if your shoe falls off or if you hit one bad note or like really in the big scheme of things, it's not going to make or break anything. You know what I mean? In that way, like you're only going to really be regretful if you didn't go for it or do your, like try your best or leave it all out there. Cause the only times I've ever regretted anything is if I feel like, oh, like I wish I would have tried this, but now I'm on stage and I just like, whatever happens. And I have my best shows that way. Cause you kind of like lose the care in a sense of like, you know what I mean? Like letting go, which then you end up having a better result because you're just free. So I think I'm an overthinker too. So I used to get in my head a lot, but now I try to like psych myself out. I like overthink my overthinkness to get myself to stop overthinking. So I don't even know if that makes sense, but I know what I mean.
What advice would you have for somebody that's like, they're going to be like their first time ever performing? Like, do you have any like hidden gems for them, or like, this is what you should do if you feel nervous, or like, you know what I'm saying? Like any like hidden gems?
I mean, I think just like making yourself believe that it's like smaller in the big scheme of things than it is. And just letting go, like just not thinking about it. Like if you want to do a cartwheel on stage, just do the cartwheel. Like leave it all out on the floor. Really, like do you and just have fun. Like number one is just have fun.
I was doing like a little research on Twitter and everything, and I keep sawing like I see like a lot of people compared to Ariana Grande. Like, how do you feel about those comparisons? Cause I was like, I could see a little bit. But how do you feel about those comparisons?
Oh, thank you. That's a great. I'm honored.
No, like a lot of people, like I feel like if you search, I don't know if you have, but if you search like Ariana Grande and like Skylar Sackett, there's like a whole thing like of you really? Two, like, oh my god, like I like yeah, it's like some people that's call you like baby Ariana. And I was like, oh.
Well, that's just, she's such a great vocalist. Like, so it's an honor to be compared to somebody who is so talented, obviously, and has had an amazing career. So I really appreciate it. I think it's funny though, because she actually wrote one of my songs back on my first album. It was called, what was it called? Not Afraid. It's called Not Afraid of Love. And she wrote that song. And I think it was ever since then, because my name, because anytime you look up that song or like anything, you could like her name comes up on the credits and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So it's like funny because I think the comparisons kind of started there. But no, that, and I love that song too. That was my favorite song on that album. It was like the underrated song that never became a single, but I was like, this is my song. This is my favorite.
Talk about songs. I have a fan question. I forgot. Let me get in this. A girl named Tasha wants to know, what are your five favorite songs you created and what are your least favorite five songs you created?
Well, my five least favorite songs never came out. Because I spared everybody. I don't know if I can name, I know like what songs I didn't like the most. Like I know what sessions those were, but I don't know the names of them because I never finished them because they were not good. I mean, one that like is out that people are going to be so mad at me for saying, but is Rooftop. that was my first single ever. And everyone like loved it. It's like everyone's like it's a classic, but it is, but you know,
yo, people are gonna be so stunned right now. I was not expecting you to say that. I know you're gonna say something totally new.
I know. It's just because it's like that's anything though. Like the longer something's been out, like the more you've heard it, so the more you're just like, you know what I mean? Like it's so far in the past that I've like moved on so much, but you know, I respect it. But I decline. So
and did what it did for that time.
Exactly. And I loved it at the time. And now not so much. But it's all good, you know? So if I had to name one that's like out, I feel like that's probably the one that I'm like, ha ha. And then my favorite, I love Locked In.
That's honestly, that was my favorite from your Earth Signs. That was my favorite Locked In.
I would say that one and that one, You and Questions, that's like three, that's like half the EP, but those three were like my favorites. But I loved Locked In, like that was the last song I created for the EP and I loved it. So I would say Locked In. I do love Questions. Oh no, this is really hard. That's what Locked In, Questions.
You can say Play for Keeps if you want to. I mean,
oh my god, yes, that was my favorite on This Is Me, thank you, or not This Is Me,
Redemption. That was Play for Keeps was my favorite one. I was like, yo, honestly, like, hate that for you, just pass Play for Keeps for me. I was like, yo, I really love this.
No, but they're like kind of like realm, like they're like sweet, like a little bittersweet. Definitely, I thank you for reminding me. I do love Playing for Keeps, I would always perform that one live. That was the one. That when I was doing like album promo and everything, like that was the song that I would sing. I love that song. Ooh, thank you for reminding me. Okay, Playing for Keeps. Maybe like Sleep On. That's like a sleeper, but I like that one too.
I like that. Obvious is good too. I like Obvious too.
I don't know, maybe. I mean, I like my new songs that you guys haven't heard yet. Like those are my favorite. But I would say maybe the fifth one, maybe Superman. Just because like Superman was the first time. Well, it was the start of Earth Signs. Like, it was the first song I wrote. But it was, like, the first time I really, like, the words just, like, flew out, like, completely. Like, it was super transparent. And the story behind it is like really special. So I would have to throw that one in there for special kicks, I guess. So
one of my favorite artists of all time is like Prince. I watched like all his interviews, and he always talked about like owning your masters and everything. He's like way ahead of everybody before it started to become a thing now. I noticed you went independent in 2018. Like, was that one of the reasons like why you wanted to go independent, or you just, it was that totally different?
Well, it was a lot of things. It all just, the timing wise, all like led to that. And it made the most sense for me to be independent at the moment. And I think too, like with my age and like where I was at and like the things I wanted to say and create was a lot different than when I initially went into my first label deal. You know, I went from being 10 to like what, like 13 to then 16 and onwards. So like 13 to 16, 17 is a really big, it's not that big in years, but it is a really big jump when like where you're
life.
At.
Yeah.
And so I just think it didn't make, people just had different visions for my future. And at the end of the day, you know, I made the decision that, you know, my vision for my future has to come first, you know, in that situation. And so that's ultimately why I became independent. You know, obviously owning your masters is really important. Or if you do give away your masters for a label, it has to be the right fit and the right family where, you know, it feels like a home. It's meant to be there. But, you know, for where I'm at right now and where I was with Ursins and Redemption, it was really nice to have those two projects to like just do what I wanted and to experiment and to have fun and to really find and hone in on what I wanted to say and, you know, who I am as an artist. So, which I definitely think I found. So I'm really grateful for that.
Would you ever like do like a partnership with a label in the future, or do you just?
Definitely 100%. I just think it has to be the right fit with anything, with any sort of relationship in life. Just everyone being on the same page and having like the same end goal. I think that's like most important, is everyone just being transparent and honest and having the same goals.
I have another fan question. It's from Paul. I don't know if you know him, but his Twitter user cool1051, I believe. Yeah, okay. He's like, he asked like so many questions, but I'll try to get him one.
Okay.
He said, now that you produce such incredible songs, is there any previous release songs you want to reimagine or re-release to make them more your own with production?
That's a good question. Yes. There's one song that I'm thinking of in particular. There's actually a couple. Yes. So like, I'm trying to think, I'm like, how much can I say? So yes, there's definitely a couple songs. I do that all the time. A lot of times I'll come up with a song idea and I'll just like write it over just guitar chords. Like almost like really and figure you out, which were songs that I didn't put up on Spotify or Apple Music or anything. I just put them on SoundCloud, but they were just guitar loops that I sang over. And a lot of times I'll do that and kind of not forget about them, but kind of a little bit, you know what I mean? Like I'll work on other stuff and I'll go back and I'll be like, this has something, you know? And then I'll try some production stuff on it, or I'll reach out to a producer friend of mine or someone I'm working with, and then they'll kind of add their spin on it. So I definitely do that a lot. I definitely have a couple songs I'm thinking of in my head right now that are going to be on the next project and that do that I did that for and I'm in the process of doing. So yes.
How many songs have you think you like created during like your entire career?
Oh my goodness. I don't even know. Oh my God.
Like you could like just do like a get like an estimate, like,
oh my gosh. It's gotta be like thousands and thousands, like thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands. So many songs, because I'm trying to think, if I should do the math, because does anyone have a calculator? If there's 365 days in a year, I probably have a session 200 something days of the year. Probably 200 days of the year.
So probably like around 1,000, 2,000-ish, yeah.
More, because I've been singing for like, okay,
like professional. A decade, yeah.
Yeah, maybe I've been doing sessions, maybe let's say like 6 years. So if I'm doing 200 sessions a year, even if I split them in half and say like, I only got songs from half of those, so 100 times, I'm terrible at math, so please bear with me. 100 times, yeah, 10, yeah. Yeah, I would say probably like that, a couple, like I said maybe like in the 3,000-4,000 range, but that also includes like also like any ideas, like scratch ideas and stuff. So I'm gonna actually do the math. I'm gonna go off this call and I'm gonna tweet this for you because I probably have the number somewhere. I'm gonna go look.
Is there a song that you're gonna like probably, I hope this happens, is there gonna be like a song you go back to, like you go check it, like maybe I'm probably gonna use this now?
Definitely, 100%, all the time.
So what was, like, what was the last song you did that like for?
One of the ones that are gonna be on the next project. But like one that out like recently, I have to go back and look. I mean, Babe, I did that with Earth Signs. I wrote Babe like a year before Earth Signs came out. So that was kind of a while. I'm trying to think. I don't know. There's a few, but it's hard for me. Like sometimes when because then I'm always like creating more. So to me, like it becomes like better. So then like, even though I love the song at the moment, like the other stuff is then to me like better. So then, you know what I mean? So then sometimes I listen to other songs. I'm like, I should have released that. Like, why did I wait? Like, why didn't I, you know what I mean? So.
Is there a song that like you haven't released yet that you weren't confident in that you would probably release right now? Cause you're like, okay, I feel more confident in everything about it.
I would say so. Yeah, I think like there's a lot of songs that if I reworked now with like my mindset, you know, now I feel like there would be for sure, but there would be a lot to go through. So I'm going to have to go back through that folder and see.
I have another fan question. I'm trying to knock these out real quick. Kyla said, what's something your fans don't know about you? Do you have like can you do like a magic trick, or is there anything like, you got any hidden tricks or anything?
I do like impressions, but I feel like they already know that. Like I can do some impressions. Okay.
Like, can you get Shakira. An impression? Can you get a Shakira impression real quick?
You want me to do it? What's the one I always do? She's like, oh baby, when you talk like that, she's like, ole 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 ole. She's like in that voice. And then like she's like the main one. And then I've been trying to do like Celine Dion, because she has that one song right now that like everyone's like singing, like the whatever that song is. But like she's harder to do because she doesn't like sing her R's all the way, so she'll be like, every night in my trees, like I see you, it's like up there, like. But I can do like her like slightly to work in front. And then sometimes Britney, but that's the hardest one to do.
You gotta get one, because you know she free Britney is Britney's yeah. Free. We gotta get it. No, we gotta get the impression.
I'm not gonna do it good. I'm gonna like screw it up right now, but she's like, I can't. She's like, oh, babe. It's like that. But like that was not good. See, that's what I mean. Like, hard to do.
I respect the effort. I'm not even gonna try it. Attempt it.
I have like angst. Like she has like that, like that thing. Oh my god. It's so hard to do. But I can do the Shakira one. I used to think I could Kermit the Frog, but my dad like shut it down real fast. He was like, that is not Kermit the Frog. What did I say? I was like, I'm Kermit the Frog, like I'm Kermit. And he's like, that is like not Kermit the Frog. That is like an alien, like what? So we're working on it. Yep.
a fan named Derek, I feel like you kind of got this already, but I'm just asking just in case, are you going to release an album this year? I'm pretty sure that's like, yeah, but
yeah, I want to. Yeah, we'll see.
Is there anything like outside of music like you really want to do? Like, is it like acting, or even like if you just want to go like a certain place, like a vacation or somewhere? Is there anything like outside of music you just want to go do?
That's a good question. I don't know. I love food. Like, like try like new foods. I don't know. That count?
I mean, yeah, just go. Is there like a certain country?
Outside of music, I like.
Is there a certain food like you just want to go try?
I don't know. No, Taco Bell. Like, I don't know. See, I'm so boring though, because like I love trying new food, right? But when push comes to shove and someone says, oh, do you want to go to this new restaurant or do you want like Taco Bell? I'm like, Taco Bell. Like,
that's honestly, that's crazy, because that's another fan question. They want to know what you get at Taco Bell.
Ooh, all right.
I wasn't going to ask it, but you brought it up. So I was like, all right,
cool. I love that question. I have it unlocked. Do you want to like my full order if I'm going all out? So
yeah, go ahead. If you're going all out.
If I'm going all out and I'm deciding Taco Bell day, we're doing the strawberry like slush freeze thing, like the so good. And then I do a Crunchwrap Supreme, but I do beans instead of the beef, no cheese and no sour cream. And then sometimes I'll ask them for extra lettuce, which is weird, but I think it adds texture. So we do that. And then then I get like a bunch of hot sauce, like 20 hot sauces. I'm like, throw them all in there. And then that's pretty much it actually. And then I will maybe throw in like a bean burrito, like if we're feeling like we want to be sick the next day. So it just depends.
This is my last fan question I got.
Okay.
From Lena, she wants to know, if you could describe yourself with three songs that aren't yours, what songs would they be?
Describe myself?
Yeah, with three songs that aren't yours.
Good question. I would say maybe Unthinkable by Alicia Keys is one of them.
Okay.
Yeah, because that song, I guess I'll translate why. Like, I feel like that song is very like hopeless romantic-y, but it's also very like thought out. You know what I mean? Like, it's very like a calculated, like she's ready, like whatever, like she's thought it all out about all the things, but it feels very light and still very like flirtatious. And I feel like that's how I handle relationships. I feel like that's very me. Like, I'm definitely, I love love, but I'm also very like, okay, but hold up. Like, you know what I mean? So I would say that one, maybe, oh gosh. That's not my song. That's one of them. Maybe, I'm trying to think of like a Beyonce song that, maybe like Deja Vu, or like with like, or Get Me Bodied, like one of those like really like amped, like fun songs that are kind of famous. One more. Oh no. Let's see. I don't know what the third one would be, but definitely not a country song. I'm just gonna say that. Like, it's not gonna be a country song. But that's a good one. I think those two are the main ones. Maybe. Okay, I'm trying to think of like my artist that I listen to and who. I'm trying to think of like a Bruno Mars song, because he's like my other favorite. I love him. So I'm trying to think. Maybe Grenade.
Ooh, Grenade. I like that one. Bruno, or got like, too many.
Yeah, many, because that's what I mean. Like, I'm like, every Bruno song.
I think he got five Diamond songs already. Yeah, he got too many songs.
That's true. I don't know, there's so many. I was going to say, like, I mean, now I'm just one of the songs that I, like. so I can't keep going. I was like, maybe another one, like, to, like, a song that's, like, maybe, like, Respect, like Aretha Franklin.
Okay, but, okay, okay.
All right, that's, like, a more of, like, a personality one, so, yes.
Is there any, like, songs that was released the last year that you, like, wish you could have been a part of? Like, man, I wish I could have, like, been a part of that song.
That's a really good question. A lot, but I'm trying to think of like one. I love, what's that song? Like I Want You by Giveon. I love that song. So I wish I would have written that song. Such a good song.
This might going to be my last question for you. Okay. If you could have been a part of a theme song for a TV show back in the day, or even now, what show would it be?
I mean, my favorite is, let's see. I was gonna say, I love like the Proud Family theme song, because that's Destiny's Child. That's like a classic, and it's so good. But I'm trying to think, I don't know. It was funny, I watched Taylor Swift had an interview, I think it was for like Vogue, like where they do like the questions and stuff. And they asked her like what song, if she could write any song, like what song does she wish she would have written? And it was the Friends theme song. She was like, do you know how much money I would have made off of the Friends?
No, true. Yeah, true. You would have made, yeah. That's
so iconic. I'm like, well, make Friends theme song. Like just the claps. Even if I was just in the studio and I was the one that came up with the claps, just a, like boom. Mic drop.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you coming off. We gotta do this again when your project comes out, because you know, pretty sure you're gonna get killed that too. But no, I really do appreciate you taking your time out to talk to me.
Oh, of course. Thank you so much for thinking of me. And yes, definitely. I would love once the project comes out for sure.